This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, as expected, based off of recent events and what we've seen in commodity market prices the last 2 days, the U.S. and China are headed for a trade war at the cost of U.S. farmers. China has included soybeans in its latest proposed retaliatory tariffs, following other ag products such as pork and ethanol. Those all stem from the Trump administration's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to the U.S. and others proposed this week. The American Soybean Association expressed extreme frustration regarding the escalation of a trade war as China is proposing a 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans. The Soybean Association called on President Trump to withdraw the tariffs that caused the retaliation and engage with China in a constructive manner. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall says the tariffs are testing both the patience and optimism of families who are facing the worst ag economy in 16 years, adding that this has to stop. China purchases 61% of total U.S. soybean exports and more than 30% of overall U.S. soybean production. Well, on a more positive side of ag news, ag education is becoming more accessible to Illinois high school students through online courses. The Illinois Virtual School will offer 3 agriculture-focused courses this fall. Rob Warden, System Director for the Madison County Career and Technical Education System, says the online courses are a plus for ag education, especially in schools that do not currently have an ag teacher.
Well, IVS, like I said, Illinois Virtual Schools, is a program that was started in the Peoria area. I think the Regional Office of Education up there and then some of the career and technical education folks up in that area are still highly involved, and that's kind of where it's headquartered at right now. But they get their funding from the State Board of Education, and it's kind of a look into the future of education, if you will, as far as, you know, the brick-and-mortar schools that we have now, we've all went to, we're all familiar with. Some of the smaller schools don't have the opportunity or the finances to offer everything that some of the bigger schools do in some of the more populated areas of the state. So in an effort, an attempt to make it, to bring these classes and give opportunities to students across the state, Illinois Virtual Schools was created and has grown and goes, like I said, across the state of Illinois and offers a chance for a student in a small rural school district to maybe take the same class that a student in a suburban setting would have.
And I think the main reason I wanted to find out more information about IVS is because now new classes are going to be offered. And, of course, when I talk to you or have anyone on my farm show, I like to talk about agriculture. These classes are going to be ag-focused.
Right. And in our ag communities, we've had, you know, traditionally FFA programs and ag departments across the state. But these schools, there's still some schools out there who do not have them. And just the way that some courses aren't offered in small rural districts, there are courses that are not offered in suburban and inner city classes. And we in agriculture have the opportunity through Illinois Virtual Schools to take our courses and our classes to the inner cities as well. So it's a win-win for everybody involved. And that's what the folks at the ILK and the FK folks are doing. They're bringing their curriculum through Illinois Virtual Schools to some of your classes that haven't had ag programs. Maybe they're too small, they're tiny school districts that can't afford or can't find an ag teacher because, as we've talked before, there is a great shortage. But this way they have one teacher that can offer courses across the state to maybe 15 or 20 different school districts, maybe one student per school district, but they all go online. And the beauty of this thing is these students can work at their own pace. The virtual school system has set up where they have licensed Illinois teachers, which is very important, and the rigor and the relevance is there, and the curriculum is the same as if you had a classroom full of 25 students. The only difference is it's online. So the potential's there. I talked to Dean Dittmer, who's the facilitating coordinator for Ag Education. I mentioned FK earlier. That's the acronym for that. And he's in Southern Illinois. And he told me that there are potential for up to 5,000 potential new FFA members and new ag students just through this alone. And as we in agriculture are always trying to get our message out, what a great way to reach kids who may not have an ag program. I was one of those kids when I was in school that grew up and we didn't have an ag class in high school. They dropped it my freshman year because they had trouble finding teachers. And so I didn't get to take an ag class. I would have loved to have this opportunity back, you know, I don't want to, again, get all Michael Martin Murphy on you, but back in the day, back in the 80s, whenever I was in school, we didn't have the Internet, so we didn't have these opportunities. But I would have loved to have had this. This would have been right up my alley. It would have been a great way for me to fill that void of being able to be an FFA member and be in an ag class, and even though my school didn't offer that class.
Well, it sounds exciting for the ag industry because, like you've already explained, for those schools that don't have an ag teacher but there might be a student with an interest, this is an avenue that they can get educated about the industry, and if they want to learn more, then maybe that's an after high school thing. Is this pretty easy for schools and school districts to, I don't know if they sign up or get access to it? Is that a pretty simple process?
Oh, it's very simple, yeah, and if a parent or if anybody listening out there is interested, I would really suggest that they go to the IVS website, which is ilvirtual.org, and it's very easy to find and very easy to navigate, and there's a place for students and parents to click on and frequently ask questions, and they can get all the information that they'd like out there. And you know, there's 1,529 public and private high schools in this state, and as these classes can be offered or can be accepted by any number of those. So far, I think they've got about 550 public and private high schools. You know, so they're right about a third of the number, total number. So the potential for this to grow is tremendous. Now, it's not all sunshine and roses. I'm not going to try to tell you that, but I've talked to my colleague Chris Kendall up in Peoria, who's right in the hub of where this began, and he's got a lot of experience and with the Illinois Virtual School. He says that they work best for the introductory level classes and you know, not so good maybe for your hands-on or your lab classes, your laboratory classes. You know, it's going to be kind of hard to teach a welding course over a computer. Now, as virtual technology evolves, and we already have virtual welders out there, it could potentially, you know, go to more of a hands-on type of class, but it gives opportunities in the introductory level classes and some of your advanced placement classes where these students have that introductory level, and that sometimes that spark is all it takes to get them started down a career in agriculture.
Well, for the most part, it sounds good, and I think it's exciting to have something new for ag education, so we'll wait and see how this takes off and what students get involved. Rob, something I wanted to revisit that you mentioned already, and we've talked before, but there is a shortage of ag teachers in Illinois. We need ag teachers.
And not just ag teachers. There's a huge we've had that for almost 30 years now, but there's a shortage of all of the career technical education areas, and there's also a shortage of math and science teachers now, and those core areas are experiencing a teacher shortage. This teacher shortage is getting to be a critical stage, and I've testified in Springfield in front of the House committee. I've written articles to the newspaper. I'm really pushing that message that we need good quality individuals in education. And now my specialty has always been ag education and vocational education, but my goodness, there's a demand for everybody. And with it being hit in the core areas now, I'm starting to get a little more traction and people are paying a little more attention to me now, but I've been preaching this same message. If you know of any quality individuals who have that patience quality about them, and that's first and foremost thing you need to be a teacher is you have to be patient and work well with people. If you have that, I would encourage them to look into the field of education for a career. It's a tremendous opportunity right now, and it's going to be for the next 2 years, because if you look at our colleges, there's been colleges that have shut down their teacher ed programs because of lack of sign-ups. They just haven't had the kids enroll in those classes, so they can't offer those classes. Talk to anybody at any of the major universities across the state of Illinois, and they'll tell you the same thing. There's going to be a huge demand for teachers in Illinois for the next few years because, I'll be honest with you, the teachers have gotten, it's a difficult profession when you look at everything that's around them. It's not the easiest profession to go into because there's a lot of pressure that's put on you from parents to school boards to, if you're a coach, you've got those parents you have to deal with, and there's all types of pressures that, and not to mention the evaluation process that goes through, and then, the pay factor, which, all that figures in, and it hasn't looked like the best path to take, but I'm telling people it is a good path. It's very rewarding, and there are ways to make this a great opportunity for somebody who's wanting to go into education. I just thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell everybody that we need teachers and there's a huge shortage right now.
Rob, great to talk with you, and I know you're a very personable person. As you've said, you were a teacher. I know you'd probably be open to having a conversation with someone if they don't know where to start or they have questions. So any contact info for yourself you'd like to share with folks listening?
You betcha. You can look on MadisonCountyCTE.com. That's MadisonCountyCTE.com. That's my work website, and that's got all the information about vocational education in Madison County, and I try to include some stuff from across the whole state.
And once again, those comments coming from Rob Warden, System Director for the Madison County Career and Technical Education System. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.